Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Sa episode na ito ng Healthy Pinoy, usapang hay fever naman po tayo, no? Kasama nating muli Dr. Angelica Lugarte Scott. Magandang araw sa iyo, Doc.
Magandang araw, Claudette, at magandang araw sa lahat ng ating listeners ngayon.
Ayan. Doc, very, very timely po ang ating paksa ngayon, no? Kasi ngayong spring, marami sa ating mga kababayan ang sinasabi nilang inaatake sila ng hay fever. So para mabigyan natin ng definition itong hay fever, Doc, ano ba ang hay fever at ano ba usually yung mga symptoms na nararanasan ng isang tao?
It's a really good topic, Claudette, kasi nga marami talagang taong nagsasuffer nitong hay fever. So, ang hay fever, ito yung tinatawag natin allergic rhinitis. So, it's a very common condition and it can significantly impact the quality of life. So, itong allergic rhinitis is divided into two groups to siya. One is seasonal, yun yung tinatawag natin hay fever. Ang isa naman is yung perennial rhinitis. Ibig sabihin all year round. Sa hay fever, associated siya sa during spring and early summer. So maraming triggers, mostly pollen. At saka ang timing is dependent on the different plant species we have. Kasi ang dami-dami namang mga flowers and plant species that can trigger this hay fever and also the different types of pollen.
Okay.
It is also dependent on the geographical location. Yun namang non-allergic rhinitis, meron naman tong ito ay brought on normally by other factors such as yung strong smell or changes in temperature or infection or even hormonal cause such as pregnancy or underactive thyroid. Minsan naman merong mga certain medications that can cause non-allergic rhinitis tulad ng mga beta blockers, aspirin, at saka yung mga intranasal decongestant, yung over-the-counter, they can actually cause rebound nasal congestion kung they are used more than 7 days. Most of the time, it's difficult, very difficult to differentiate between allergic and non-allergic rhinitis. Minsan, they coexist with each other.
Ano usually yung nararamdaman, Doc, ng isang taong may hay fever?
Maraming symptoms, Claudette. So, ang symptoms niya can be mild, moderate, or severe. So, merong symptoms yung constant sneezing, palagi na lang humahaching. Itchy yung nose, eyes, at throat. Minsan din, it can give you fuzzy head and sometimes tiredness, yung pagod na pagod ka. It's not even end of the day, you're very tired. Meron rin daytime sleepiness or constant colds, yung mga taong palagi na lang may colds. In children, it can be blinking and eye rubbing or speech problems and snoring. So yun namang mga moderate to severe symptoms, it can cause him abnormal sleep patterns, impairment sa daily activities, especially yung mga sports activities, and also it can cause problems at work and school.
Meron ba tayong treatment and medication when it comes to hay fever?
Ang general management talaga is obviously identification of the allergen or the cause. So for example, ang cause is yung mga dust mite allergy. So maraming mga recommendation on strategies on avoiding this, such as replacement yung mga soft furnishings sa house, yung mga carpet, yung curtains, and also yung mga high filtration vacuum cleaners, yung mga ways on how to avoid allergens. Yung mga known to have allergies to pets or yung cats or dog hairs, they obviously need to get rid of the pets. Ang importante rin niyan is yung mga may pets din is kahit na wala na yung pet, minsan yung may mga naiwan pa na hairs around the house. So it's very important that they clean, they have a thorough cleaning. Other management din is yung intranasal steroids. So yun yung mga nasal steroids that you can use long term, such as yung fluticasone or Nasonex or Dymista. So these can be used long term. Pero the most important thing about intranasal steroids is yung technique. Because maraming patients na they say that is not working is because they have poor technique. So, mm-hmm. ang meron kasi specific technique on how to use the nasal steroids. I think they have to bend a bit forward and it has to be 90 degrees and pointing towards the ears. Kung gusto nilang malaman on how to really use it, they can view, obviously, the YouTube and how to use it. Mm-hmm. Another evidence-based that can also help with symptoms is yung saline nasal rinse. This is also very helpful to clear the nasal passages. Yun namang antihistamine is very important and it's also helpful. So, for example, they have pollen allergies. Before they go out of the house, they take one tablet and that hopefully gets rid of these symptoms. For example, yung symptoms are not relieved by these simple medications. Meron namang tinatawag natin yung mga immunotherapy, Claudette, based on yung hindi na talaga siya responsive for severe cases and non-responsive to medication. So yung immunotherapy, it dampens down the immune system. Yeah. And it can be in different forms. It can be orally, it can be sublingual, pwede rin may injections din. But of course, maraming mga symptoms that can overlap with each other. So if symptoms are not getting better, especially with medications, then it's good to speak with our doctor and also think of alternative diagnosis and also maybe worth seeing the ENT. Kasi minsan, meron ding other differential diagnosis tulad ng deviated septum, chronic nasal polyps, enlarged adenoids, which can also have constant nasal congestion and other symptoms. So it's very important to have that looked at as well.
Oo, so pa-check sa GP at talagang diagnosis muna para alam kung ano yung kondisyon. But finally, Doc, alam mo naman yung mga tao, no, meron talaga silang mga paraan din or mga hacks, kumbaga, kung tawag, hay fever hacks na ginagawa to relieve the symptoms. So quickly, daanan lang natin, Doc, and let's talk about if it's truth or myth. So una nilang ginagawa is yung Vaseline daw at petroleum jelly, parang nilalagay nila sa loob ng ilong, pinapahid nila sa loob ng ilong. Totoo po ba na pwede itong maging hay fever hack? I mean, is it truth or myth?
I think it's a myth. Wala pang evidence. Based on mga evidence-based studies, wala pang mga evidence or evidence are limited. Meron sigurong mga anecdotal evidence or anecdotes from people na it helps with their symptoms. But when we think about it, our nose and our nasal passages, meron naman tayong normal cilia or tinatawag natin maliliit na hairs. Mm-hmm. And these are the ones that catches those mga pollens. And also our own airways produces mucus, which again helps trap airways, traps mga pollens in the airways and all those irritants. Saka be careful lang tayo when we use Vaseline or petroleum jelly because studies have shown na small particles din daw can sometimes be inhaled and can also go to the lungs. And that can cause problems with the lungs and airways. So we just have to be careful with it. Maybe nga, baka sa iba, it helps. But I think further studies needs to be done about that.
Mm-hmm. Ayun, so narinig natin kay Doc yun, ah. So myth lang po yun. Yung next hack po nila, Doc, is yung garlic trick. So nilalagay nila yung isang clove ng garlic sa isang butas ng ilong. So bali dalawa sa bawat butas, yung buong clove. Is it truth or myth?
I think myth talaga yun. Kasi nga, ganito. I think the where they got the idea is, yung kasing garlic is, it's anti-inflammatory. We know that very well. You know, garlic is anti-inflammatory. Pero if we put it in the nose itself or in the nostril, ang garlic, kasi meron siyang garlic oil, which can potentially irritate the nasal mucosa. Kasi yung nasal mucosa mo, very sensitive yan. So when you put that in, yung garlic oil doon sa garlic, it can irritate it. So, it doesn't have that anti-inflammatory effect, diba? Kasi it causes it to be irritated. Pero generally, ang garlic talaga, in other forms, meron siyang anti-inflammatory effect. Pero myth siya in terms of putting it in the nostril.
So ayan po, myth, according to Dr. Yes. Angelica Scott. The third trick that they do, Doc, sabi nila yung paglalagay doon ng spice sa food kasi it helps daw sa congestion ng ilong.
Yeah. Depende to, okay? Depende. Anong mini-mini nila na spice? Kasi very limited ang studies in terms of spice. Kasi nga, in terms of kasi itong mga additives na ganito, hindi kasi natin alam ang dose. You know, that's why it's very limited. Pero if you look into it, like turmeric or curcumin, they're known with, again, anti-inflammatory effect. And there has been some studies that it has an anti-inflammatory effect. Depending on the amount, again, it may help with the symptoms. Again, it varies from individual to individual.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the studies are still limited. But if people are getting relieved, their symptoms are relieved by adding turmeric or curcumin in their food, then so be it. Pero medyo limited pa ang studies. Mm-hmm. Pero yung ibang klaseng spice, wala pang mga studies, proven studies. Yes.
Ayun, very, very helpful tips, Doc. Thank you so much for enlightening us. At syempre, mas naiintindihan namin ngayon na ang mga hay fever hacks natin na nababasa sa internet ay hindi naman gaano talagang epektibo sa hay fever. So, mahalaga, first and foremost, magpa-check muna sa GP para sigurado na na-diagnose muna tayo at alam yung proper medication and treatment for the condition. Doc, salamat po sa inyong oras.
Salamat!
At laging tandaan na ang ating kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.